Well, I should sit down and count, noble ones, for the record of what is transpiring in the northern part of Israel on May 20th and 21st. There's a solar eclipse, a partial solar eclipse over the east in Japan and some of the western states over in the Americas. And I'll begin at Shabbat evening last night. We had a Shabbat service and it was great. It was all good. I had three visions. I saw a Torah scroll, unlike anything I'd ever seen. It was so incredibly beautiful and so heavenly. You cannot even create what I saw, I don't believe, in human temporal place. So it was a heavenly scroll. It was jeweled and embroidered and it was royal and precious and it was just fantastic. And all these like jewels, light sprays and rays of jewels were coming off of this scroll. And then I saw a sword, rather a plain sword with a jewel in the center hilt, almost like the sword of the Braveheart sword. I don't know what it's called, kind of a simple crusader sword, but it was a sword nevertheless. Then I saw us as a group moving towards a city in the clouds, but there was a gate in front of us. And as we got closer and closer to the city, suddenly the gates opened and the city came down. And the word was, is that Yeshua was the heavenly Torah. He was the word made flesh. He was the heavenly man. And he came with the sword of the word of God and the word of truth. And as we had been seeking him and pressing through the gates open, the gates of heaven and the holy city in the New Jerusalem was coming down. Not the Jerusalem here of the earth, but the Mount Zion Jerusalem where in which Abraham was looking for the author and finisher of that city. And the gates of heaven are open now and there is a window to boldly proclaim the faith and see the works of heaven being poured out on the earth. Praise the Lord for that. Today, that was yesterday evening, Shabbat evening, Saturday evening. So this is the first day of the week. Today is I left Katzarim and I came down through, I dropped some Russian ladies off in after Capernaum in a town called, it's just a little beach resort. And continued to come down through Tiberias and ended up at the end of Galilee, in which I had began my journey Monday a week ago. And at that time, and at this time today, when I went through Ma'agan, which is at the base, which is where they had the dragon boat races, there was a sign with a girl, and she was having a great time, a little girl, and there was a golden dragon on the billboard advertising the dragon boat races. I then proceeded and there was the smell of death who was lingering on that, and I felt like the Holy Spirit told me go back up to Hamat Gadara and to the place where you went when you first came. And I went up there past the springs, over to the side, the access road where Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan come together. And I got out and the smell of death hung in the air. I had been given Psalm 74 this morning about Leviathan and his rage. Perhaps later I'll read that when I'm in an appropriate location. I then drove back down. And I felt led to go down further, and I had looked at some documents about some battles that had happened between the Mamluks and the Ottomans. I felt led to go down towards Beit She'an, and there's a side road off that goes up to a castle called Belvoir Castle. Been meaning to go there for many years. It was absolutely fabulous view. You see all the way to Mount Hermon. You see the whole Jordan district. And as the whole Kinneret and all the mountains on the other side and all the valleys and the springs and the reservoirs. And this carried on to this castle was an ancient crusader castle in which Salah ad-Din, when he had come through the horns of Hittim, which is over on the other side of this valley. It's called Han Valley. And you can see Mount Tabor standing there. Mount Tabor is where Deborah stood with Barak to deal with the armies of I forget his name. It's not Shishak. But anyway, nevertheless, and it's allegedly where Jesus went up on the Mount of Transfiguration. So the Lord had me go up there and pray and look that this is the whole place where in Arnold Fruchtenbaum's work, he talks about the gathering together. And of course, historically, many, many armies have come over from Syria and Lebanon, Jordan, not Lebanon, excuse me, Syria and Jordan and from Iraq in order to invade the north of Israel. They also come over the Golan Heights and come in the Hula Valley. And so I could hear the blood. There was much blood. And I heard that, you know, the blood soaked in the land was giving the plantings of land that were there now. It was a strange thing to hear. I continued to progress towards the, this is called the Via Mars, the road of the sea, the road that it cuts Israel. This particular valley goes into the Jezreel Valley. Inhale from the northern and the central part of Israel. It goes all the way to the Mediterranean Sea, in which I plan to go after I finish here. I'm at Tel Megiddo. When I had come originally, the first night, Sunday night, it was Monday night, and Marina and Yana from Haifa had met me at Tel Dor, and we prayed. I saw a huge honeycomb, a huge beehive dripping with honey and bees on it. Oh, I know this is Deborah and the word of the Lord for us. So they had come with me. The next day, we had. Let me finish here. I'm at Tel Megiddo, and I'm on my way back there. And as I came to Tel Megiddo, the Lord just began to quicken to me that about the campaign of Armageddon. Pope Pius VI met here in 1964 with Zalman, the president of the nation of Israel at this time, trying to make man's pact of peace so Armageddon wouldn't happen, so there'd be peace in the Middle East. Because this is the place where the campaign of Armageddon, the Valley of Armageddon, where the armies of the Antichrist will gather against the Lord, according to prophecy. A couple of things I've noticed. I felt led to come up here and just pray that this particular place, Tel Megiddo, is a World Heritage Site, along with Masor or Hatzor, which I've never heard of, and Tel Beersheva, which was interesting to me of all the sites in Israel, the archaeological sites and the parks and authorities. But anyway, nevertheless, it was quickened to me about just how in David's time this was not really a city. It was an ancient Canaanite city, and it was a place of trade and commerce because it was a very fertile valley, Jezreel Valley, that I'm looking over now. It's very beautiful and very rich and such abundance. I mean, it's just the fruitfulness of the land is just incredible here in Israel. But so the Lord has had me coming and praying over these sites to cut off a line that actually goes to Romania and from some Romanian immigrants down to Magan and from Transylvania. And this happens to be the place where the Dalai Lama in Romania has his international palace, his stronghold in Europe, good old Vlad the Impaler's territory, Count Dracula. And so this is all about blood. Blood, blood, blood. The blood cries out. The earth is full of the blood and discloses her blood. And the reconciliation of the land by the blood of Yeshua. That this land will be holy. And his commandments and his judgments and his statutes and precepts will be kept here. Because he is a holy God. And he does not live in the midst of an unholy and profane people nor land. And this brings me back to the first day that I came here, since I'm doing a review while I'm sitting up here. This is the appropriate time. The first day I came here, on the way, the flight over, it was a very, very rough flight. I thought the plane was going to break in two. The winds were so violent, and the Holy Spirit told me, you need to pray. And pray I did. And dropped off in Tel Aviv, jumped down, got a little car, and drove up to Tel Dor, and got a place to camp. I was the only one in the campsite. Oh my gosh. And the only one on the beach. It was really, really wonderful. So I could just kind of decompress and dial down. And Jan and Marina came and we prayed. And they felt that they were to come with me to Nazareth the next day to go, as I was on my way, that we were to go to Nazareth up at the hill, the Mount of the Precipice. But we actually went to Nazareth Elite, which is the top of a hill up there, and prayed there. Some prophecies, I had a prophecy for them. And I had a prophecy about a woman, an Arab woman, who was Christian, her dark robes, and she had a long shawl over. It was done in needlepoint with like all these different cities and multicolors draped over her shoulders. Although, and let me just kind of rewind. On the way from Tel Aviv, the airport, up to Tel Dor, I had stopped. I went and prayed over Caesarea Philippi down, Caesarea Maritime, down Baron de Rothschild Street, just about the financial issues and all the things that are happening, you know, over the accusation of the the financial shakings that are happening. And I ended up in a cemetery. Ouch! Excuse me, I got bit by a little ant. In a cemetery that it was just strange. And I know the Lord was trying to tell me something, and I don't know if I was hearing really loud and clear because I was jet lagged and we were culture shocked and all of that. But nevertheless. And I went to I lost my hat. Oh no, there it is. Okay. So then we prayed, and it was interesting, and I spent a refreshing night there, a little hard, but it was refreshing. Praise God. And I think I'll get a pad for the ground this time, because I'm at Megiddo's on the way back to Tel Dor. I plan to spend the night tonight. I had a email hook up there. And it's quite beautiful right now, actually. It's cooled down and the clouds are gathering and it's windy and the temperature's dropped. It's been very hot. But as we went from Nazareth, then Jana and Marina went to Mount Tabor, and I went on over Poria down to Magan village at the base of the Galilee, the Kinneret. And I went into the College of Gabriel. Of course, my minutes ran out on my phone. And the enemy was trying to lay confusion on me. But I just kept pressing through, and I couldn't call through. So I went down, and I was at the College of the Kinneret. It's called the Gabriel College. And I thought I was supposed to meet him there. And lo and behold, when I was in the gates, there was a huge pyramid right there. And I'm going, okay, Freemasons, we got it. Lord, you wanted me to see this. Then across the way in the restaurant, I met Steve and Pamela and Diane. And we went into Magan village and we walked and prayed. We went down to where the boats were, and they were bringing the boats in. And as we began to pray, the wind kicked up. And I saw a black coiling serpent. And oh my gosh, so I kept praying, we had some other things. And then I saw the serpent turn around, or the serpentine body but it had the head of a dragon, a Chinese, with those little spindly things that come out, and the fangs, and its eyes were yellow, and it was at me, and it was challenging the fact that we were holding up the standard of the Lord, we were holding up the covenants of God, we were holding up the blood of Yeshua, and saying that it could not have dominion or the inroad into this land. After we prayed about that, I finally saw the Lord's fist come down once, twice. There was a breakthrough. Then we went up and we were going to go to Katsurin, but ended up at Hamath Gadara. And we went up to Hamath Gadara. It has the largest crocodile farm in the whole Middle East, 200. It's a spa and a resort. But we went to a side road, and we got out of the car, and the smell of death right at the Syrian Jordanian-Israeli border. The smell of death was all over the place. Oh, it was disgusting. Well, then we went back up to Katsurin, to the House of Mercy, and it was rather challenging. Right away, I hit the churchianity, the religiosity, the dominionism, crusader, Romanish attitude in the ministries here. It was a continual challenge to deal with the issues and try to see if people would come to the truth, that they really understood what the Church of Yeshua looked like. If they really understood what the church that Jesus was birthed into, the true and the false, because all of that is bearing fruit now. That's coming to maturity. And so you look at the root and there's the fruit. So we have all these daughters of Babylon, the Babylonian Roman system under Presbyterian evangelism, you name it, operating here. But that night in worship, I had another vision. The Lord said, build the wall. And I saw death. A skull. And then so the next morning, I just put it to Steve, look, the Lord told me to build a wall. Anyway, they got this song about. So we went to the top of the Jordan. There was Steve, Pamela, Diane, Erlinda, and I this time. Went to the top of the Jordan, assaulted it. And I saw the armies of the Lord, and they were doing a war dance. And I heard the war dance. And then I saw the Lord come in off the mountains of Golan, and he was twirling and spinning around. And then I saw a scepter move, and when a scepter moved, all these jewels came off his scepters. And he said, these are the beautiful ones in the land. These are the saints, the holy ones. These are the ones that are mine. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Ooh, it's awesome. Anyway, then we went to, the Lord is great. We went up to Safat, the Kabbalah high place, religious witchcraft, Jewish witchcraft at El Maximus. And I always get a major, massive headache when I go there, and confusion comes upon me. I have to pray and pray and salt and salt and pray and pray and salt and salt. And finally, after praying over the whole, we must have driven around the whole Orthodox, you know, where the priests were lit and their families. Ugh. It was like a safe. You know, steel safe, locked up spiritually. Kept praying. Finally went to the very top of the hill, which was called the Citadel. And this particular place used to be the ancient administrative center for the Knights Templar over the Levant. And there was, of course, it was also a place where the Jews expelled the Arabs during their many wars that they've had here. And there was a large obelisk at the top. Oh, yes. We have to, you know, it comes right out of, you know, Babylon, Egypt, Rome, Washington, D.C. I mean, all of it, you know. Here, let's just set up, you know, dominionism. You know, we do this in the flesh. I know now. I know that I know that I know that God had, you know, Abraham circumcised because he wanted to say he couldn't do it by his own flesh. That it was just a mishugana. He needed to throw that thing away. He needed to circumcise his heart and understand the spirit, what the Spirit of God is saying and doing It was very intense. Some people saw some visions, the spirit of perversion, sexual perversion and immorality and incest. Oh, it was disgusting. Ugh. But the other people saw some things and had some revelation. The one which is probably really appropriate was the mulberry tree, which has one of the deepest root structures in Israel. And its roots were halfway exposed and half the wall was torn down. So we feel that this root of iniquity that's on this mountain, Mount Zaphat, of course, Mount Moron, the whole mountains are up there also, is in part done with. Also, the Buddhist monks have come across the land and put these peace spaces and buried them in all these holy sites, mostly from central Israel to the north. They have not done the south, but they have a whole list of them that they are doing. And the majority of these, quote, peace spaces, which are vases filled with disgusting abominations that are abominable to the Lord, as it's stated in Leviticus, their bodily fluids, etc., etc. And they bury them in the land and do this tent. They do their idolatrous, unholy, profane acts. When they bury these things and they curse the land, they're trying to bring a curse on the land to open portals in the demonic realm. So they put the majority of them were done around the Sea of Galilee. So we covered all the places and had them covered around the Sea of Galilee and the north. And then there was a few also in the central part. And people are going to certain designated places. And praise God for the intercessors in Indonesia and all the houses of prayer in Africa. Thank you, thank you, thank you, the Lord. Thank you and bless you. I think it's like 6,000 in Indonesia, 2,000, per like full-time intercessors and 72 houses in Africa praying. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, bless you. And when we came back to a high point overlooking the Hula Valley. Hula. And the Hula Valley comes out of Syria. It runs into Syria. And all the major, troop movements over the centuries have come through. That is the northern access point for Israel when you come from Syria or Lebanon or Jordan, the very north, is through this place. And I heard the blood crying out. I saw the Jezebel spirit and the witchcraft and the seduction and the male perversion, how lust, and beautiful women and all this enticement, adds to a man's, he gets the girl, he wins the fight, he gets all the goodies, kind of worldliness that operates, that Satan has snared, men and the fallenness of man. And then I saw a scimitar, a curved sword, and it was going to turn blood, and I heard that they have devised an evil plan. Now before we went up to Safed, I heard the Lord saying they hated me without cause. So this is the condition of religious Jews. They hate Yeshua without cause. He was innocent. He was perfect. He was everything he said he was. He was without sin. He loved them and he died for them. But anyway, so I saw the sword in the north and the plan that they have. We prayed against that. And finally, the wind started kicking up and becoming very violent. And we kept praying and praying. This is over an overlook point that was now a national monument, a war memorial. And it's just right outside Katsurin, not far, where the Israeli Air Force took out the Syrians when they had hold of the Golan. And as we began to pray, and I began to pray, I finally saw the serpent, that serpentine tail, and it had like a spear on it. Then I saw a picture of what the tail looked. It was like an ancient spear. The point of a spear was on the serpentine tail, and it was backing off, and I said, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan." So we built a wall and we held the line. That's what the Lord was asking us to do. Then Thursday, I went and cordoned off certain areas, salted around Katsarine in the center of Katsarine, and the ancient, you know, these are the ancient high places where the giants lived. I mean, we're for real. I mean, there were giants, and the disembodied spirits are still, you know, roaming and restless in the spiritual realm, trying to find those they can possess and control and put under their power. But praise the Lord, Jesus is Lord. In him and through him were all things created, and by him were they created. And he is reconciling all things of creation, all of creation back into him by his blood. And so this is our testimony. This is the standard, the bloodstained banner of Jesus. This is not a work of the flesh. This is a work of the Spirit, pulling down strongholds, vain imaginations, philosophies, traditions of men, things that exalt themselves, high places, against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that their sins may be retained, that they might have the veil torn off of blindness, that the God of this world has blinded them so they could not understand the glorious gospel of our Jesus Christ, that the veil would be rent of the flesh and the powers of darkness, seduction and deception, that they might hear the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and have an opportunity to choose salvation or to reject it by their own free will, not under the influence of anything else, that the heavens are open. They decide for themselves, those who are written from the foundations of the earth, those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise the Lord. Praise His holy name. So here I am now at Tel Megiddo, talking to you, talking. And looking at how beautiful the day is. I have a nice light Israeli salad. And the clouds are moving in more and more. They're moving, they're really coming speedily from the east, from the west, excuse me, from the northwest, and they're building up, so I might be in the rain tonight. Hallelujah. Tel Megiddo, here we are, Lord, here we are, Lord. We thank you and praise you, Lord. We come, Father God, we know that even as the nations or NATO is stirring up in Chicago and having their maneuvers and their discussions, that NATO is under the United Nations, that they have told Israel that you are not welcome to come to the meetings that we are having, to the legislatures and the designs that we are putting on. And so, Father, we know that you see that the nations are rising up against Israel. And today is the solar eclipse, that the nations are going to come into judgment. And when I saw a picture of the solar eclipse, it was a crescent, a fiery red crescent. I believe that Islam has stirred up. But Father, also know that Syria is embattled. They are not able to mount a siege against the north and Israel right now. Isaiah 5, you know, the hornets in the north and the flies in Egypt. They're going through elections and they have not, they're in division also. They cannot mount a siege against Israel. But Father, we are aware of the war games that are happening, the NATO war games over in Jordan. Father, they have devised an evil plan. Lord, you're going to put a hook in their jaw and you're going to draw them down and you're going to be glorified in all of this, because this land is not holy and it will be brought through the crucible of fire. And Lord, you will put your name in your people and they will no longer profane your name among the nations. But they will be holy and they will be humble. And those that were first with the charge to speak of the Lord to the nations through Abraham have been last. But you will raise them up broken and in humbleness, knowing that there's no good thing dwells in them, that they have no righteous, that they have no arm of strength nor arm of flesh. You have permitted certain things, but when it comes to the knowledge of the Most High God, it's only through the blood of Jesus that we wash our filthy rags and come into his righteousness and holiness. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that this is the place where they will gather together in order to lay siege against you, the Psalm 2 war, Lord, as it's all stirring up. And Father, I just thank you and praise you that these phony terrorism and all these searchings through TSA and all of that, that you answered my prayer and Kissinger got a pat down. And Father, I pray you give him more than that, because he's about to meet you, Lord. And it's going to be horrible for him when he stands before your judgment seat. And Lord, the terrors of God, we persuade men because of the terrors of God and the coming judgment to turn and receive the Lord, the gift of love, and to be saved from our own sins and to have everlasting eternal life with him. Lord, we thank you and praise you. How great are you? Thank you for the privilege to serve you. Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for the relationship. Thank you for helping me dodge the minds in the spirit, Lord, and kept me covered, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all those who've prayed and joined in, Father. And thank you, Father, for those who are aware. Lord, we thank you and praise you. Oh, Lord, that you cut off the snakes from Central America. Father, you cut off the fiery stinging serpent, Lord. This is not, you know, even as this year has risen up to be a very dramatic and intense year, Lord, you are Lord in Yeshua's name.